The Arctic is undergoing rapid environmental and economic change. The growing interest in the North and its resources is evidenced through an increase in the number of large-scale projects. Such projects should be planned in a way that Arctic ecosystems and their people are respected. For this reason, the Arctic Council has issued good practices for environmental impact assessment and meaningful engagement in the Arctic. These are meant for everyone engaged in environmental impact assessments. The Arctic is undergoing rapid environmental and economic change. The growing interest in the North and its resources is evidenced through an increase in the number of large-scale projects. Such projects should be planned in a way that Arctic ecosystems and their people are respected. For this reason, the Arctic Council has issued good practices for environmental impact assessment and meaningful engagement in the Arctic. These are meant for everyone engaged in environmental impact assessments. The Arctic region is defined by fragile ecosystems and sparse population. The Arctic is home to 4 million people. About 10% of the population is indigenous. This proportion varies widely by region, in some areas almost all of the population being indigenous. How to plan and design large-scale projects in a way that respects the voice and knowledge of Arctic inhabitants. Three themes need specific emphasis: meaningful engagement, use of different types of knowledge, transboundary environmental impacts. Meaningful engagement proposes a relationship between proponent, authorities, and the public that is characterized by dialogue, respect, and trust.
Meaningful engagement means that there is respect, dialogue, and trust between the participants in the EIA process. This is vital to get a good outcome for everyone.
Aidosti kuuntelevan osallistumisen myötä voimme sopeuttaa toimiamme muuttuviin olosuhteisiin ympäristössämme ja yhteisöissä.
Indigenous and other local people have lived and survived in the Arctic for centuries and hold knowledge important for impact assessments.
The proponents need to identify where the indigenous peoples are, reach out and make sure that those voices are heard. If that takes resources, fine. It needs to be done.
A comprehensive understanding of impacts needs also indigenous knowledge and local knowledge.
Yeah, for me, indigenous knowledge is a separate way of knowing that is transferred from generation to generation, that is conveyed through the indigenous languages, and that it reflects a separate worldview and understanding or way of thinking, and that is more holistic.
Environmental impacts do not stop at borders. It is important to provide neighboring states the possibility to engage in impact assessment where projects are likely to cause significant impacts across the borders.
First of all, as a Sami people, we live in four different countries. We already think as one people across borders. So for us, it will be all natural to think of Sami as one region, Sami as one people. And the impact on our culture is also transboundary in its nature.
The report gives 5 good practice recommendations to proponents and authorities to be actively used in environmental impact assessments. It also provides 17 case examples to give ideas for future processes.
Kun katsoo, mitä ympärillämme tapahtuu, on ilmiselvää, että meidän tulee oppia ajattelemaan asioita uudella tavalla. Tarvitsemme uusia tapoja myös suunnitteluun ja vaikutusarvioihin.